This is Bilal Randeri, and I'm at TED Global in Edinburgh with Serge Muang. Serge, can you tell me more about what you do?
Well, I'm a Cameroon-born guy who end up working and living in Japan as a designer.
Okay, so from Cameroon to Japan, how did that happen?
Well, actually, it wasn't a straight journey. I went first to Paris, then Sydney, Australia, China, Guangzhou, Sydney, Australia, Paris, and Tokyo, Japan.
Tokyo. And why were you moving around? What is it that you do?
As a designer, I had to experience different fields of design and different environment also of design. And I have that kind of itchy feel of experimenting all around the world.
Experimenting. So tell us, I've seen some of your images. What experimenting have you been doing in Japan?
In Japan, I tackled one of the oldest untouched symbol of Japan. Called me crazy, but I felt like transforming that kimono icon with more vibration, more sense of pulse, more colors, more beat, basically with something that comes from where I originally come from.
So this this new version of the kimono, what do you call it?
People call it the African kimono.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what people call it. And I'm fine with the name because it describes the new direction that is. But I tend to say that it's not something that belongs to Africa. It's not something that belongs to Japan either. It's something that traces a third aesthetic, a new direction, a new vision between those two cultures that never really met in the past.
Yeah. So, and are people in both places accepting it, embracing it? What has been the response?
Different kind of response, but globally, it's been extremely well accepted. I was very surprised because in Japan, for instance, young generation Japanese are saying to me, look, I never used to wear kimonos before. I never did. But with your African kimonos, I feel more comfortable wearing kimonos. I was very surprised. I've shown that work in America at the Museum of Art and Design, New York. And I had another reaction from Afro-Americans that said to me, look, your kimonos made me reconciliate with Africa somehow. Mm. So, and in Africa also, people that saw the kimono, African people, they said to me that wearing those kimonos make them feel more global. So different response, different people,
interesting. So you went to Japan and you took something Japanese and you added an African touch to it. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But if you had to go back to Africa, go back to, I don't know, your hometown and find something there that could do with a Japanese touch on it, what would that be?
I think I would probably design buildings.
Yeah.
Because Japan has a long hot season, and I'm interested how they deal with their own architecture. And I think that in Cameroon we can also do something with Japanese architecture.
Well, all the best. Looking forward to seeing some of that in the future.
Thank you very
much. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.